USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a campaign rally in Mississippi tonight. Now he's expected to discuss the House impeachment inquiry. The president is also drumming up support for Republican candidate for governor Tate Reeves. Lines are already forming at the Bancorp South Arena in Tupelo. A key report on the U.S. economy has exceeded expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The jobs reports out from the government for last month that shows the economy adding 128,000 jobs, while the October unemployment rate ticked up a tenth to 3.6%. Food and beverage services, social assistance, and financial activities adding jobs, manufacturing, and government employment fell, but that job creation was still stronger than what economists had expected.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Calmer winds are expected in Southern California as the region continues to struggle with wildfires. Strong winds have caused the fires to explode over the past week, burning thousands of acres and forcing thousands to evacuate their homes. Now, as far as putting out those fires, Bill Ayub is the Ventura County, California Fire Department Sheriff. He says the firefighters in the area are being hindered by people flying drones to get better views of those wildfires.
This created quite a dangerous situation. It's not only illegal, but it hampers our firefighting efforts. So please, anyone in the area with a desire to do such a thing, refrain from doing so. Let us get our airborne assets in.
Daylight savings time ends Sunday at 2 a.m. when clocks are set back 1 hour. America's first daylight savings time took effect in 1918 during World War I, and the dates have been tweaked several times since then. Currently, the first Sunday in November, we fall back, and the second Sunday in March, we spring forward. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A presidential candidate is reacting to an oil spill in North Dakota. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders is weighing in after an oil spill this week on the Keystone Pipeline in North Dakota. The Vermont senator tweeting, quote, "This is what happens when we have a president who ignores scientists and puts short-term fossil fuel profits ahead of the environment and the future of the planet." And tweet from Bernie Sanders, who says the pipeline should never have been built and he plans on shutting it down if he wins the White House.
1 year sales of iPhones are down about 9%, but Apple's total revenue grew, hitting $64 billion, which is a little bit more than what the Wall Street analysts were expecting. Eric Schiffer joins Fox Business and shares why Apple is still going to be hot this holiday season.
I think you're going to still see people and investors will be rewarded because people are going to be shopping. Technology is still going to be hot this cycle. It's hard to know ultimately over the next couple years, given the trade war and certainly we're at the tail end of this cycle. But, you know, innovation attracts, and certainly the innovations that continue to come out are going to be compelling to consumers and also be productivity benefits, you know, there'll be benefits to the consumer side, too.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.